Hey, Dizera.
And I'm Jermaine.
And welcome back to another episode of Clarity's
Hash Podcast.
We have new hash tea!
Yeah! Very cute!
In three different colors, everybody. So please come on to our YouTube video to see this, okay? I'm wearing the cream one, Zira is wearing the brown one, and Jermaine is wearing the black one.
It says, keep going, keep growing. Are we selling these?
Yeah, what are we doing with these?
We'll be doing events, and only if you show up, you can get one of these, okay?
We'll keep you posted. Follow us on socials. Mm-hmm. So we know that you guys love when we talk about relationships here on Hush Podcast.
Just the other day, I was hosting a wedding and the photographer of that wedding is a male. He came up to me and he said, Hazel, you know what? I really love Hush Podcast. I was like, whoa, yeah. Coming from a guy. I said, thank you so much. Or what episodes did you like align with the most? He said, the ones about relationships, because then I could understand my wife better.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, that's so sweet.
We're not, you know, the end all and be all of all women, because seeing as to how none of us are very normal. But we try.
Yeah, we try.
But today we are not talking about the good part of the relationship. Mm. We're talking about the end of a relationship and moving on after that. We've covered this before, but very specifically, we're going to talk about how fast is too fast to move on from a relationship and a breakup?
Sometimes an end is a good thing for something good or something new to begin.
Keep going, keep growing.
Yeah. That's correct.
I love that.
Yeah, actually, I think moving on is part of a healing process. So I've once heard of this quote, if you don't heal from the hurt of your past, you only bleed into your future.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I don't agree that, you know, moving on or ending a relationship is necessarily bad. I think sometimes it might be good for your mental health.
But I think, you know, it's not about ending it that's bad. Ending it means, okay, there's a new beginning, right?
Correct.
But it's about when you end it and move on too fast and your ex is like, what the fuck? Like, what was I? Did I not count for anything? Like, within 1 week, you're already seeing someone else.
There are many scenarios.
Correct.
That could, you know, contribute to these things.
So, okay, just right. Let's take your last relationship.
Okay.
How long did it take you to move on after the breakup? Or move on to a new relationship after the breakup?
A defined relationship.
Are we talking
boyfriend,
commitment?
Girlfriend, or like taking, like talking,
no, like
dating?
On, like going on dates, like, you know, actually taking that step to like see someone else.
In the romantic capacity.
Yes. So like, let's say today you break up. How soon are you going to go on a date?
Couple months.
Okay. Play also included, I say first.
Hush is a safe space.
One day.
Hey. No judgment. Like, so what if you take one day, so be it. No, I really think, you know.
No, wait, let me think. I say first.
Okay.
One day.
I think there's a difference between ending a relationship, like telling each other, okay, let's break up, let's move on, versus the relationship has already ended while you're still in it.
Ah, correct. That was what I wanted to go into.
Correct. Yeah. So if it's ended but you're just holding on to it for the sake of that status, it doesn't count.
A lot of girls start to grieve the relationship while you're still in it.
Yeah. Correct.
That's why it seems like they move on faster. Mm. But there's also this kind of conversation that men move on faster. What do you girls think?
You've seen those memes, right? The one where they grieve in reverse. The one where right after a breakup, the girl's crying, she's moping, you know, she's all over the place. And then after that, a while later, once she's done with that, she's out partying. And then on the flip side, the guys are like, immediately after the breakup,
they're like, whoa!
But then and 6 months later, they're like, oh.
Correct.
It hits them.
Yeah. Mm. And that's the thing that we always see, right? It's always hitting them a little bit late.
Right.
Sorry.
Apparently, according to Dr. Gary Lewandowski. Dr. Gary Lewandowski and several studies, the standard time frame it takes to move on is about 3 to 6 months. Mm.
Have you heard of this thing where people say the time that you take to move on is half of the length of your relationship?
I don't think that's true.
That's not true. Mine would have been 2.5 years. But as I already said, it was one day.
Right.
I would still be grieving the relationship now.
So that's what I think. You were already out of the relationship before you were out of the relationship.
Like mentally.
Correct. Checked out.
Mentally, you are out already. Like for me, I feel like I will put in every ounce of my effort and energy to preserve that relationship.
Before you leave.
Correct.
Yeah.
So maybe it has already ended, but I'm still trying. Mm. But the moment I decided to end it, it's done. Like from that point, I can move on super, super fast.
Correct. Let's say you and your boyfriend break up.
Okay.
1 week later, someone tells you, oh yeah, I saw him making out with this girl in the club. How does that make you feel? Honestly, how does that make you feel?
Good for you. Like, I wish you find your happiness. And I'm happy you're doing this only after our relationship has ended, like not during. But after that relationship is over, I don't think I can keep tabs on him or I have the rights to control who he sees.
I would be thinking like, did this start during our relationship?
Oh.
I would think that's your way of grieving and healing and moving on. You're in your play era.
We're all very different.
Yeah.
Make out on club ni ma. Not say marry ma.
Okay, let's say break up. Within 6 months, engaged to be married.
And we've heard stories like this, haven't we?
How does that make you feel?
My answer remains, I'm happy for you. Because you've moved on, I've moved on. Like, let's just both be happy.
Okay, because it's a marriage commitment, I want to know if it started while I was still in the relationship. But I also remember, like, years ago, and it's something that I remember very clearly. Basically, I always thought that things had to be long-term. That you start something, you try and see it through. And then one day, this friend told me an example. Basically, it's a story of his brother. And he's saying, you know, my brother was with this girl for like 8 years, 10 years, whatever it was. And then they broke up. And then he met another girl. And in 3 months, they got married. Aww.
3 months?
3 months. That's... And he was just like, Ezra, what I'm trying to tell you is that it's not the duration that matters.
Agree. I don't think love can ever be defined by time. The length of the time, the duration that you guys have been together for, no, it doesn't define love.
Correct.
I think love is a choice. It's a commitment to commit to this person over and over again.
It's a feeling.
It's a feeling.
Let me give you the flip side of it.
Okay.
Let's say, right, you are seeing this guy for 2 months.
Okay.
Not really like a relationship. Maybe it was a situation slash dating slash whatever. And then after you guys call it quits, it takes you like a year to get over this guy. Is that too long?
Have you heard of these thing where some...
Stop answering my question with a question.
I'm just kidding. Have you heard of these thing where they say the grief from a situationship is a lot larger than a relationship?
Yes.
Because you will always wonder...
Correct.
What if and there wasn't... enough that you had gone through to make you feel like, ah, fuck it, you know?
This is not worth my time or
Correct.
Energy.
Because a situationship is basically built on the idea of what if.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And there's so much potential in that relationship, you don't want to let it go. So I can fully understand why, if this ended in 2 months, people still think about it over the next year.
Can I just say, do not invest on potential.
Means what?
What, is this a finance episode? What are we talking about?
Maybe. Could be applied in different areas of your life.
Okay.
I don't think people should invest in potential. Because a lot of people look at something and they see what it could be.
Correct.
You either take the person for what and who they are, or you don't.
Mm. It's like, what if you commit to someone based on the idea of what you think they could be, but they never achieve that?
Yeah.
And it really is not your job to change someone. You shouldn't be doing that.
Because you should be liking this person for who they are.
Correct.
Let me ask, right? Like, how do you girls move on? Like, from your last breakup, what did you do in that first month?
I just recognized that this guy wasn't for me.
Okay.
Straight away, my mind was out of it. This guy I've dated, he says that he might meet... years to move on, but that wasn't the case for me. And he once asked me, what if, like, you know, in the next month you've moved on, but I haven't. But in my opinion, there's no right or wrong answer.
That's your journey and this is mine.
Correct. Like, once I'm done, I'm done, and I can only hope and pray that you'll be happy soon.
I guess everyone has like a different process.
Correct.
I mean, in the first month after, it was like, oh my god, I'm single. Like, I haven't been single in what, like, so long, right?
What a good feeling.
Yeah, so I went out, I like met people and stuff like that.
I saw her almost every other day. So did she.
But you can't then have double standards, right?
Right?
If your partner after the breakup does the same thing to you, you can't be like, I don't like that. You have to hold that same. And it's not saying that just because someone's out meeting people, having fun being single, it doesn't mean that your relationship meant nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's very easy to confuse the two.
Right. So I've been listening to this podcast on like healing from your past relationships, and the host actually mentioned that there was a study done where people tried to move on from the exes with three ways.
In three ways,
yes. The first way is to think of your ex in a very negative way. So it's sort of like, okay, if you can't love him, you hate him. Okay. Oh, he did this to me. He was such an asshole. It's a red flag.
Okay,
so that's how you move on. The second way is to accept your emotions for that person. Mm-hmm. You accept that, okay, you haven't moved on. You still have feelings for that person. And you sort of like convert your emotions into something else because you can't prevent them, right? So you convert them, you put labels on them, and slowly you help yourself move on. The third and final way is that you find distractions for yourself, be it work, be it like going out to see new people, even though your ex still has a special place in your heart, but you sort of try to not think of it. But this only works in the short term. It is not a long-term solution.
It's like a band-aid on the problem.
Correct.
I think sometimes those things are not exclusive as well. They could exist like at the same time,
right.
A couple of like combinations or like little bits and pieces of the three things that you mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Life is messy. And especially in the digital age now, right?
Mm.
Like the moment you break up, you can be on a dating app. You can be on 5 dating apps.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can meet people on social media. And like you, especially when you see couples on social media, you just have this like, I don't know, for my single ladies, do you feel...
You want to be in love as well,
like, do you feel like you want to be in love?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, I mean, who doesn't want to feel loved? But question is that wrong to be on dating apps right after you break up?
No, you do, you boo.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think it's wrong.
No. I mean, I wouldn't be like very happy about it if I saw that.
Right.
But it's not wrong, but I can feel the way I feel about it and it's okay.
Yeah, and it's one thing to feel this way and another thing to verbalize it. So if you feel like unhappy about your ex doing it, would you actually tell him that?
No, of course not. Oh my God. That's like psycho behavior.
Correct. So it's okay to feel it. I think it's fully valid.
Yeah.
But whether you say it or not, it's another thing.
I'm the kind who, once it's done, I don't know anything that's happening with your life and I'm not interested.
Oh.
I really am not. So you could be on a dating app the next day, I wouldn't know.
Cut off.
Finish.
But
finish.
Even if you did, would you mind?
Probably not. I might probably like report the account. Like, don't see this fella. Save
That's
yourself.
A wise move.
Stay safe on the streets.
Mm-hmm. There's this like kind of like gender construct that, oh, when guys break up, all their guy friends will be like, oh, let's go drink, bro. Single, bro. Let's go. Then girls are like, oh, come on. Let's like eat a tub of ice cream and cry it out.
Sad girl movie night.
Yeah. I don't really see that too much these days. Even the girls are like, let's go, bro.
It's true.
Really?
It's true.
I want to talk to my friends about it.
Mm.
Like in private settings and we eat comfort food. I love Magnum ice creams. I'll actually do that. Oh my God. I'll actually have a sad girls night out, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, that's my way of healing.
I don't think it's a gender thing. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
It's what you want for yourself.
It's
or how...
Yeah, the friends that you surround yourself with, firstly, what they egg you on to do. And what you want for yourself.
Can I just say that Jemmy's last breakup and mine happened about 2-3 weeks apart from each other.
Yeah, same-ish, same-ish.
So we had each other to lean on for support.
It's nice when all your friends break up around the same time.
Yeah, I think there were 4 of us all about 2 weeks apart from each
other. Single support group.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 of them ended up in a situationship, but let's not talk about it. But okay, here's a scientific fact. So men tend to process breakups through their prefrontal cortex, which can help to rationalize their pain away. So very logical. It's like, okay end of the breakup. In contrast, women actually, they don't really process it in their head. They have to process it by talking to people, having their friends validate the breakup, validate their feelings, allowing their limbs, their limbic system to calibrate to the fact that, oh, it's over. It's a more physical kind of sensation, which I thought was quite interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Okay, personal experience, story time.
Okay.
For me, right, I remember when Jemaine broke up, she said, I don't know if you remember saying this, but I remember her saying, you know, I was in a relationship for so long, I would like to stay single for a bit.
Yeah, I did.
What was that laughter about?
I did say that.
You did, right?
I did stay single for a bit. For a bit. 6 months? Is that enough?
No, as long as it's enough for you, babe.
It's okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Yourself with you do you.
Yes. Thank you.
6 days or so, if it's enough for you, it's enough for you.
Six hours, so be it.
This is why you need girlfriends, really.
And for me as well, actually, at that point, I also said something similar. I lasted a lot longer than she did. I said something similar, but my rationale at that point was that I did not want to be one of those people who, you know, never found themselves single. Because let's say it was a little bit too short for my liking, that period where I was single, and I jump into something, mm-hmm. and what if this thing lasts a lot longer than I expected to? And I never got to enjoy being single.
Oh.
So I wanted to hold it out, mm-hmm. and I really wanted to use that time to heal, to do whatever I want.
Find
myself and have fun, because I'm not accountable to anybody. And before I'm going to be accountable to somebody, let me do whatever the hell I want to.
Amen.
I agree.
How do you know, right? Like, in that time when you've just broken up, you see some people move on like really fast into a relationship. How do you know if it's a rebound?
I think the danger is that sometimes people at that point, in that moment, they can't recognize their own feelings. And they can't recognize what it is either.
This is tricky. I think maybe ask yourself, like deep down in your heart, do you still think of your ex? When you're hanging out with this new guy, if you find your thoughts still floating back to your ex, then chances are maybe you haven't really moved on.
So my second boyfriend was actually a rebound, because we started dating like probably a week after my breakup.
Okay.
Right? I was at a Bruno Mars concert 10 years ago in 2014. And he sang When I Was Your Man. And the lyrics go like, I hope he buys you flowers. Uh-huh. I hope he holds your hand, uh-huh. like takes you dancing because I never could, things like that. And I started crying at the concert with my new boyfriend.
Okay.
Because I was thinking about my ex.
Right.
Yeah. That should have been like a big signal. Maybe this is a rebound. And it lasted for like 2 years.
Wow. Mm.
Yeah.
Why did that eventually fall apart though?
Because it was just never meant to be. It was just, I jumped into something else because I didn't want to be alone. And it just happened to last for that long because I have codependency issues.
On hindsight, do you think that was important for you to be where you are now? Because you learn these emotions and you, at that point, you wouldn't be able to tell.
Yeah, I think after my most recent breakup, I was a lot smarter about it. And I didn't really want to commit to anyone until I was like really, really sure.
6 months.
Yeah, as long as you're like mentally ready to move on, you do you.
Okay, so I know this person who had broken up maybe about a couple of years ago. But everybody knows that she's not over her ex.
Oh.
She does not deny it either. She recognizes it. She knows she's not over her ex.
Mm-hmm.
And then she got into a relationship and we all thought, oh, it's finally happening. Like, goddamn, right? And then halfway through that relationship or somewhere, you know, a couple of months have passed, half a year, whatever. There was an occasion and said ex-boyfriend dropped her a text.
Ooh, slid into the DMs.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Basically to wish.
What, like happy engagement? What?
Merry Christmas or whatever. Like, it was an occasion, basically. Right? Okay. Happy birthday, whatever it is.
Seasonal greeting it was.
Seasonal greeting, that's what it was. Yes. And you see, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. And if I am already in a new relationship, I would think before I got into that relationship that this is done, right? And that was why we all thought that.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a trigger, apparently. Mm. That message was a trigger. And then they got to talking and a meetup was being set up.
Oh no!
Did her new boyfriend know about all this?
I don't think so.
Oh, so okay, so man. How did the meetup go?
I don't know, babe. Stay tuned.
Oh, you mean it's happening right now?
Mm.
Oh, this is a life story unfolding. Please come back for more on the next episode of Hush.
So that's the thing. I feel like boundaries are important as well.
Yeah.
If you have decided to move on, then you need to cut. Say thank you to that seasonal greeting from your ex and that's it.
Yeah.
Don't extend the conversation or don't meet up.
Do you still have an ex that you send seasonal greetings to?
No, fuck no.
Hey, I actually do. Okay, but I'm the wholesome kind of person. I like to send texts like as friends. Like, hey, happy birthday, Merry Christmas, stuff like that.
All
Selected few.
Like happy Good Friday. Like,
no lah, Good Friday.
Happy National Easter
Day. No
lah,
birthday, Christmas,
New Year. Yes.
Maybe only birthdays.
Okay, oh, birthdays. Okay.
That's okay, right?
Okay.
That's
okay. It's okay. Yeah, I think that's fine.
And I feel like for some people, regardless girls or boys, right? When you're single, you might actually find out that you don't want to be single.
But it's always like that, babe. The grass is always greener on the other side, no? When you're single, you don't want to be single. When you're in a relationship, you look at single people and you're like, fun, huh?
What a way you say it like
it's
that.
True, it's true, it's true.
No, but I find like for myself, when I'm single, I actually would prefer for someone to be with me.
Ah.
And when I'm in a relationship, I'm happy. I'm contented.
Oh.
Well, that's for me.
I would just like to say on that same point,
okay,
the grass is not greener on the other side. The grass is greener where you water it.
Ah, I fully agree.
Water your relationships.
Water your grass.
Hey, whatever that may be.
Have you heard of the Han So He Love Triangle?
Yes, with the Ryujin guy, right?
Ryujin Yola.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically, that guy was together with Harry for 7 years. Another like girl group idol, right? They've been together for like a long time, seven years. And then right after they broke up, the guy got together with Han So He.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when everything blew up and people are saying, hey, how can you move on so fast?
Mm.
But the point of it is, maybe their relationship already ended before it even ended.
You just don't know, right?
Yeah, we don't know. Because we are not like the people involved in the relationship, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm not making claims that I know or anything. This is just like what I think. But give them some space.
I mean, it's the same as Ariana Grande.
Mm-mm.
Like she moved on from her divorce very quickly.
Mm.
And everyone was so quick to judge. But then her album came out and then you realize he's kind of a douchebag. Her ex-husband like basically lied to her, cheated on her and things like that.
But how much of this is true? Once again, we don't know, right?
We don't know,
We don't know.
The truth is, you'll never know what happens behind closed doors.
Agree. But what I think is that guy in that Han So He Love Triangle, he should have like stood up for his current love and his ex, which he didn't. As a result, they're broken up now.
Mm. Yeah, I think sometimes when you move on too quickly from your previous relationship, there's a lot of things that may be unresolved. Like, for example, have you really healed from the breakup and all the baggage that you inevitably took out of the relationship before you go in a new relationship and dump all your bags on the next person?
Mm. Yeah, that's not a very nice thing to do.
Yeah.
Mm. And there's this comment online of people's like thoughts and opinions of moving on too quickly. This person says, there's nothing wrong with moving on quickly after a breakup. Nothing is wrong with it. Our relationship is over. You have no say in how I choose to move on. So many people act like it's the worst thing to start dating, let's say a week after you ended a long relationship. It's not a big deal. If you have an issue with it, you should have tried harder to not let your relationship end. And I fully agree. For so many people, once it's over, it's over.
So do you think that, I mean, at the end of the day, right, moving on too quickly or slowly, like how important is that in a breakup? How much thought do you have to put into it?
I think it's on your own timeline. I think it's where you are mentally, emotionally. There's no too fast or too slow on a societal timeline.
Correct.
Because only you will know when you're ready.
Mm. Unfortunately, things are always tougher for the person who is being let go of.
Being broken up with.
Correct.
Mm.
Maybe they never saw it coming.
Yeah.
And this is how they are not mentally prepared. Maybe for the other party, like he or she is really out of the relationship before the breakup was even on the table. But for this person, it had always been like a loving relationship all the time. And suddenly this bomb is dropped on him or her and they break up. Of course, this person is going to have a tougher time trying to move on, right?
Because they need to process first.
Correct.
Yeah.
I think regardless of how long you've grieved the relationship before it's ended, you still need that time when you're single. That's why 1 week for me, I just think it's too short because you've only been single 1 week, even though in your mind, the relationship has ended, but you weren't technically single.
Right. Yeah.
Right? So that time to heal and really be by yourself is very important for you to, you know, have a strong foundation into whatever else you're going into. Like highest chance of success for your next relationship.
Agreed. Because for me, I said I wanted to stay single for a while. And the reason for that is that I know that I find it hard to be alone. And I wanted to force myself to learn to be alone and sort my shit out. And
which you did.
Thank you. They sorted a lot of my shit out for
Congratulations.
Me.
You watered your grass and look where that has gotten you.
I had a village who watered my grass with me.
Oh.
Look at it now.
Oh, yeah, very grassy. So as you know, we try to navigate the very complicated journeys of breakups. We really hope that you take some time to think about it before rushing into a new connection and give yourself that space to grow.
Yeah. Keep going, keep growing. Because I think at the end of the day, you will never know what you need post a breakup.
Mm.
And only experiences can teach you and show you what you need, how much time you need, where you are in that journey.
What kind of person you want.
Correct.
Next.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. So like some final thoughts I have for people tuning into this episode. If you're trying to move on from a relationship, I think the first thing is to first accept your emotions and understand moving forward what kind of a person you need, like what Jermaine mentioned.
Yeah. Mm.
don't let yourself go down that slippery slope where you always look for the same traits in a person that didn't work out for you, tested and proven. Mm. Maybe your ideal girlfriend or boyfriend isn't the ideal person for you. It's just your ideals of a person that you think is great.
Yeah.
But putting yourself together, maybe that wouldn't have worked out.
It's like being in love with the idea of a person rather than the person itself.
Mm-hmm. I know that after Azura's last breakup, she actually wrote down all the qualities that she wanted in someone.
That's great.
Did it work?
I think so.
Okay. Aww. Write it down. You never know. Manifest.
How long was it? One page?
A long leh.
A long mask.
Huh? You have to be very specific, right? Must be very specific. And the story that I will always remember is the one that I've shared before of my friend who found the person with all the qualities she was looking for.
But wrong gender.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So if you want a man, say you want a man. You want a woman, say you want a woman, okay? Yes. If you want a pet, like a dog.
Say you want a dog lah.
Yeah, I want a dog to sayang.
But don't find a person whose attitude and behaves like a dog.
Wise words right here. So you know what? If you are on your own healing journey, know that we are here with you. And like on this episode, we have just expressed our personal thoughts. And we know that that will not apply to everybody. So take whatever works for you. And all the best in your journey of healing.
I really do believe there's a post-breakup glow. Like you have too. This like, I'm single. I'm single, kind of tingle. Like,
and it's not just physically. Yeah. I feel like after my last breakup, I moved ahead in life so much. Like the things I did, the decisions I made career-wise, like personal decisions-wise, it was so much faster.
You had a hot girl year. Congratulations.
She did it. Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Love that. And with that,
stay tuned to our Instagram at itsclarity.co for more. If you haven't been following us already, please hit the follow button. We update our Instagram stories very, very regularly so you would know every time we are about to launch a new episode.
That's right. My final words are that healing is not linear. So you could take one step forward and two steps back and that's okay. Just keep going.
Keep going. Keep growing. That's right. Make sure you watch us on YouTube as well to see our new t-shirts. Wow. Which we will share with you how you can get them in due time. So follow us on socials.
That's right. And if you're not watching us on YouTube, you can listen to us on WeListen, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Turn on your notifications.
Ding, ding.
Yeah, and we have so much love for you. Thank you for supporting Harsh Podcast. We'll see you next time.
We love you.
Bye. Bye-bye.